Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast, and welcome also to the month of March as we march through the year 2016. We're in the middle of the third chapter of the book of Acts. Yesterday, as we closed February, we closed the first section in which Peter and John see the lame man healed at the beautiful gate of the temple. And now we pick up verse 11, which is going to start to show us the man's response, the crowd's response. Of course, the crowd responded with wonder and amazement in verse 10. And we're going to see Peter's response, and we're going to see those responses in how they relate to one another. First of all, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. And this is the second straight verse in which the crowd has been characterized as amazed or greatly amazed, which shows us the power and the authority of this miracle, that this man had been lame so long that people could not believe what they saw. Perhaps, and if the man had been lame a long time, we know his muscles certainly were not in any shape to carry his body. And so this miracle was more than just walking. It was a miracle of renewal, that he actually grew in strength. He holds on to Peter and John. I've got to believe that his holding on is to learn how to walk. If you've never walked before, or it's been a long, long time, there could have been a confidence issue in how to walk. And so he holds on to Peter and John so that he can get his legs under him. And the people are amazed at what they see. So Peter responds in verse 12, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at us? Or why do you look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we made this man walk?" And I'll go into the depth of Peter's sermon over the next few days because he says something amazing. But I think his opening statement is worth a whole sermon. Peter does something that we would be difficult to find in ministry today. Peter deflects all glory off of himself, him and John, and puts it all on the Lord, not with some form of false humility, but really by saying something that needs to be said again today. "Why are you looking at us as though our own power or godliness made this man to walk?" And while we would all say it has nothing to do with our power, it's all the power of God, very few people would agree with Peter that it had nothing to do with their godliness. Because for the most part in the church, we do have the mentality that there's a direct link between the godliness of the man and the authority or power or frequency of the miracle. That if the miracle happens, it must happen at the hands of a godly man who has maintained some sense of godliness and separation. Listen to how Paul dealt with the same thought in Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. "Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" Now, the word supplies there is used in the Greek present tense. So this is not something of, hey, when the Spirit in the past has supplied this to you, do you think he did it because you did good? No. The miracles that you're seeing right now, Paul says, the things that are going on around you right now, are they happening because you're working the law, or are they happening because of your faith? And faith comes by hearing. So the hearing of your faith. And of course, the answer is the next verse, "Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness." In other words, the Holy Spirit is moving not based upon your performance of the law, but based upon the faith that you've placed in Christ and the righteousness that comes not through your works, but through his. We need more time on this issue, so we'll take a little bit more of it tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.